Hello.
Hi, is this Lottie?
It is.
Hi, Lottie. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. So, is this a good time?
Yep.
All right, great. So, let me pull up the website. Just give me a moment.
Just pull it up.
Saw your email yesterday, so there were some parts that you wanted to discuss over the phone call.
Yes.
All right. I'm on
Well,
the website now.
it seems like a lot of the stuff that I've sent you has not changed yet. So
Let me
I'm
see.
just wondering if it's because it hasn't been done, or if there's a problem, or if it just wasn't. I don't know.
Let me go through it. So, are you on the website right now?
Yeah.
All right, I'm on the website as well. Let's go through
Sure.
it.
So when you go to customs and it says get started, I see that you guys put the please be aware, which I thank you. So when you pick one of the sizes, let's go 50 by 50. When you click on it changes it to $50.
Yeah, it's $50.
But it's not.
Okay, so is the price not correct?
Okay, so actually, I'm just gonna. No. Where is it? Here?
Yeah.
Okay. So the 50 by 50 is actually 45, but when you
45.
click on it says $50.
It's 45.
It shows 45, but when you actually select the size, it changes the price to 50.
So is it 40 by 50 or 50 by 60? Because here I cannot find 50 by 50.
We've got that does say 50 by 50, right?
Yeah,
Yep, 50 by 50.
it's the third one across.
It's the third one across. It goes 40 by 40, 40 by 50, 50 by 50.
Let me refresh the page one second. Let me see. Because I have 40 by 40, 40 by 50, and then I have 50 by 60.
Yeah, no, there's a 50 by 50.
Yeah, the
Oh,
third
okay.
one.
I just refreshed it. It's there. 40 by 50 and then
Okay.
50 by 50, yeah.
Yeah. So when you it says 45, but when you click on it, when you select the size, it changes it to $50.
I see. Let me get that fixed. Let me get the price needs to be fixed.
And
Is
they
the
all do that.
And they all do that.
All right. Okay. And is the price okay? Like the 50 by 50 is 45. Is that the correct price?
To be honest, I don't know offhand. I'd have to pull my notes. I don't even know where I put it. Oh. Yeah, 45.
45. Okay. All right. So the prices are right. So the prices are correct. Only the addition or the actual calculation is not working properly. That needs to be fixed. All right.
Yeah, so and then the 60 by 90, it says $6. It's actually supposed to be 68.
Where it says 60 by 90.
Yeah, it says $6. It's actually supposed to be 68.
68. Okay. 60 by 90, that's 68, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
And then when you go to next step, it says select shape. Okay. Round
Yeah.
drills is $0. Square drills should also say $0.
Okay.
And
So square.
crystal should be 15.
So round and rills, round and square both have zero. Only the crystal costs 15.
Yes, because it's a more expensive. Product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you click any one of those and then it says upload image, mm-hmm. when you click yes, it charges another $35.
Oh, okay. So that's...
I don't even know why, like, where that came from. I don't...
Mm-hmm. So there's no fee if someone wants to upload a picture, right?
No.
Okay. No fee uploading a product. Putting a picture. And about the attachment, so on, like, are they only allowed to upload the image or the picture, or they can they upload a video file as well?
No, only a picture, because it's only basically what it's doing is they're sending me a picture to make into a, let's say, a picture, like a color by number picture kind of thing.
I see. Okay. All right. All right. So all the calculations are not working properly here. Let me get the calculation fixed. These will be fixed, like, and updated by tomorrow, so you'll be able to see, like, all these things updated.
Okay.
How do taxes work? Because I noticed, like, will the taxes show up on this here mock-up, or will they not show up until we actually go live?
Like, about the taxes?
Yeah.
So usually what happens...
We have to, like, the customer will have to pay taxes on it.
Exactly. So usually what happens is when a customer wants to apply the taxes on the prices, they usually go for a certain percentage of the tax. For example, let's say 8%. So the total cost... So 8% is added on the total cost when they check out or when they pay for the item, and the shipping charges, those are actually calculated automatically when we integrate the shipping merchant to the website. For example, if you guys go for UPS or USPS, so you need to create an account with them, right? So once you create the account, you need to give us the credentials, the login username and password for that account. So they provide us a unique API key, which help us integrate it to the website, so you don't have to go ahead and process each and every order manually or yourself. Whenever someone places the order on the website, it automatically processes the order, and UPS or USPS receives the order, and the shipping cost is calculated automatically.
No, we will be putting all the orders together ourselves. We don't have USPS or UPS doing it for us.
Okay, so you guys are going to be shipping the products, right? So what merchant or company are you using?
We ship it ourselves.
Oh, you do it yourself? Well,
yes.
Okay, so like whenever someone places the order, you just, when you're done with that with the product, you just go to a shipping company and you post it to them, right?
That's right.
I see. Okay. So I guess the shipping part won't be necessary here. So the taxes, you guys can tell me what percentage of taxes you want to add to the website, because usually the customer goes for the taxes that are applied on their state. For example, since we are in California, so here it applies like 8% of taxes.
Okay. So here it's 12, but it's broken into 5% PST and 7% GST.
Okay. So we can, like, break it down. That's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
So the total is 12. Could you please repeat it once again? 5% is for?
5% is PST.
PST. And 7%
and
is PST.
Yeah, that's provincial sales tax.
Yeah.
And
then
7%
GST.
Okay. All right, and do you want to add this tax part to all of your products, like every single order?
Yeah, it would have to be added to all the products.
Okay, all right. So the taxes part will be added, so whenever someone places the order or adds something to the cart, so the final cost that will come up will have the taxes price included in it, And the breakdown, the customer will be able to see the actual cost, the shipping cost if there is any, and the taxes cost as well, all separately, and the total, they'll be able to see like the total cost.
Right. Yeah. Right. And they are integrating the automatic shipping calculator, right?
Exactly.
We paid for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So in my last email, with all the questions, has any of that been changed?
Okay, so I did go through all of them. I have assigned the team to work on it. Hopefully by tomorrow you'll be able to see the updates. And the points that you told me today, like in this call, I'll be getting them done as well. Just wanted to know about the shipping costs. So will you guys be covering only like Canada, or will you guys be shipping to the United States as well?
Worldwide.
Worldwide? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for international orders, the shipping cost is going to be increased, right?
Yeah, it would have to be increased.
Okay. And are you guys in Vancouver or Toronto?
Yeah.
Vancouver,
yeah,
all right.
Vancouver.
So we got to add the automatic shipping calculator from Vancouver. All right. So that's... I've written it down. Is there anything else that you guys want to add to today's call, or is there anything else that you think that is still missing?
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I think once all of the updates from my last email, once those are done, we'll go through the site again and see what needs to be changed or tweaked or.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. That sounds like a plan to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, everything in my last email, you're gonna have them work on.
Absolutely. So.
Okay.
I'll try to get them done by tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then first thing on Thursday morning. But the changes that you told me right now about the custom page, those will be done by tomorrow. But
yeah,
all these points that you sent me on email. So
yeah.
I'll try to get them done by tomorrow. I have to team to expedite the work.
Okay, and on the where you go to About Us, if you scroll all the way down, it says Best Quality, Instant Payment, Environment Safe.
Uh-huh.
The smaller print, that's all going to change, obviously, right?
Yeah. So,
like pre-delivery, we're going to get rid of, obviously, and
Yeah. So you guys can tell me what you guys wanted at that place. We can actually replace it. If you think you do not want this part on the website, we can go ahead and remove it completely, like take it off from the website. So it's totally up to you.
No, just get rid of this.
We'll figure this out, and I'll send you an email, or we'll have a chat about this the next.
Sure. You guys can take the time, think about it, and if you think that this part is necessary, we can obviously have this part on the website. If not, then we can take it off.
Yeah. Because some of this, I would probably remove all of it.
Okay. Yeah. If you want, we can do that. But if you guys want to take your time and think about it, it's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
We can do it later. Work.
Yeah. We'll talk. Greg and I will talk about it and see what we can, what we'll keep and what we'll get rid of, because we might keep a couple of them.
Uh huh. Okay.
But,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds
good.
Perfect. It was really nice talking to you today, guys. You take care of yourself, and I'm going to get these things done. And as soon as they're updated, I'm going to drop you an email so you guys can review the website once again. All right?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.